Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. He joins us this morning to talk about the State Crime Commission. What are they up to, Norman?
The State Crime Commission, good morning, John, is going to be meeting over the next couple of days to discuss about 60-odd bills relating to guns, regulating guns, some would ban guns, some would study what to do about guns. But we're going to have 2 days' worth of hearings on this. I think the first day is it was described to me as essentially a bunch of TED Talks about guns.
Mm-hmm.
And the real business of what to do will come the following day to figure what bills the Crime Commission will recommend the General Assembly take action on in the next General Assembly session.
So remind me what the State Crime Commission is charged to do and who makes it up.
Well, it's a bipartisan commission. It is controlled by Republicans because Republicans control the General Assembly. But their big thing is to vet the issues relating to crime, crime control, crime causes, you name it, and present to study these issues theoretically removed from the turmoil of politics, and present to the General Assembly a package of bills that it's agreed upon are worth advancing, and presenting them to the General Assembly is, here's the bills we've studied, that we, a bipartisan group, have studied, that we think are worthy of being enacted into law, and we hope you'll do so. And that's generally a way that the General Assembly tries to get, I guess it's to avoid moral panics in creating crime legislation, because as you and I know, John, there is nothing more dangerous to liberty than a gaggle of legislators gripped by a moral panic. Bad things happen. So this is to try to take cool things down, present the package of bills, and do it in a way that, yes, we've researched it, we've talked to the people who know about this stuff, and we've incorporated their recommendations into the legislation. That's why there are so many bills proposed here. They're taking expert testimony and guidance, and then they'll make recommendations. They can't enact anything by themselves, but they make recommendations.
Well, conservatives and a lot of Republicans are understandably, I think, very concerned about this. Now, I saw a lot of people bashing Delegate Tim Hugo, who represents Fairfax and Prince William counties in Northern Virginia. What bill is he considering introducing that's gotten him the ire of Second Amendment advocates?
Well, Tim Hugo, who has an A rating from the NRA, has decided that he will now support a so-called red flag bill that Virginia Beach Delegate Jason Meares had introduced, and that will be on the docket for the Virginia Crime Commission to look into. Now, this bill would prohibit anybody who is the subject of an emergency protection order from having a firearm. And it would allow police to take such a person into custody to keep them from doing harm to themselves or anyone else. But there are other steps involved. There would be hearings, there'd be mental health evaluations. It would all have to be happen before a court order could be issued. But if it's found that this person, there's no cause for alarm, that the person doesn't pose a danger to himself or anybody else, they're released and the weapons returned. Now, that step seems to be too far for some on the, what you would call, the hard pro Second Amendment side, and not nearly far enough on the hard anti Second Amendment side. So I guess when both the extremes are mad at you, you're probably heading in the right direction.
Except he's still got to hold his base. It was shocking to me this weekend. I had a number of people when I was out and about at some very festive events who stopped me and said specifically that this idea was very concerning to them, because they feel like, especially if the state winds up being run lock, stock, and barrel by Democrats in the three main statewide offices and the General Assembly and in the Senate and in the Congress, that they feel like, you know, it's just a few years to a decade before all of the judges wind up being Democrats, and there's just zero trust level there.
Oh, well, yeah, and that's a legitimate concern, and it's one of the reasons that you have to wonder why people are pushing bills now that they voted against in Hugo's case as recently as January. Mm-hmm. So it's political. I get it. That's how this game is played. And I wouldn't expect anybody to play it any other way. But the idea that, yes, if one party gains total control, where X group is afraid they'll lose Y rights, yes, I expect that too.
That's a problem. Well, what is Congressman Whitman doing? Rob Whitman has waded into this a little bit?
Well, a little bit. He has come out and said that he prefers now, by the way, he has an A-plus rating from the NRA, to beef up the national instant background check process as a way to make sure that guns don't end up in the hands of criminals. This is, again, something that's been a hot-button issue, background checks, what are you going to do with background checks? I don't know that these would have prevented any of the mass killings that we have seen in the last dozen years.
Doesn't seem like it, because most of those people didn't have a record prior to purchasing a gun.
Exactly, but it's for somebody like Whitman, who is very strongly supported and rated by the NRA, it seems to be a shift. Now, he's got a lot of political cover. The president is behind some bills like the background checks, like a red flag law. The House, which is controlled by the Democratic Party, has passed some strong legislation on gun control, but they've gone nowhere in the Senate. So it's let's put it this way. Whatever the Congress does will trump, so to speak, what the General Assembly does and the Crime Commission recommends. I don't expect Congress to do anything immediately. It all depends upon the Senate, and there's no real indication that's going to change soon.
You might be able to win over conservatives if you go after criminals, people who are already convicted of previous crimes, but it's labeling somebody before they've been through a trial that may be the problem. If I was talking to candidates, that'd be where I would look at it. Norman Leahy, the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.